In a ceremony in Tacoma, Washington last week, defense officials marked a milestone in their rollout of a new $4.3 billion electronic health record. The system is now live at the four medical facilities DOD picked for its initial deployment, but as Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu reports, there's a lot left to do before DOD deploys MHS Genesis around the rest of the world.
At the four medical facilities here in the Pacific Northwest, Genesis has now replaced three different aging health records, including some technology that dates back to the 1980s. By the time it's deployed worldwide in 2022, officials say it will have made DOD patient care much more seamless and interoperable with both private sector medical providers and the Department of Veterans Affairs.
Please understand that this day is about transformation. As I thought about it, I thought about Lewis and Clark and the expedition that took place back in 1814 as we come out to try to conquer the West. Arguably, this revolutionary approach that we're providing in regards to our electronic medical record is going to do the same.
That's Major General Patrick Sargent, the Deputy Commanding General for Operations at Army Medical Command. But there are still a lot of steps in between last week's ceremony and that worldwide rollout, including at the four facilities where Genesis has already been installed: Fairchild Air Force Base, Bremerton Naval Hospital, Oak Harbor Naval Hospital, and Madigan Army Medical Center. Next, the Pentagon's Independent Office of Operational Test and Evaluation will conduct its own assessments of how well the commercial off-the-shelf software meets DOD's stated requirements and how it's performing. All the while, DOD will be harvesting lessons from the first four IOC sites, delivering more training to users, and deciding which business processes the military health system needs to change to get the most out of the new system. Vice Admiral Raquel Bono is director of the Defense Health Agency.
I think we definitely know that we need to look at our infrastructure development and our ability to make sure that we have the right kind of platform for MHS Genesis so that we can continue to deploy that. We also need to look at our adoption of clinical and business workflows. I think that's a large part of our transformation. And then being able to look at our process for addressing any of the challenges that come up in our trouble tickets.
The trouble tickets users are already submitting don't just have to do with technical glitches. DOD's also using them to help figure out which workflows that developed around its legacy systems no longer make sense in the context of a modern health record, and how to adapt them to what Dr. Paul Kortz, the military health system's functional champion, calls a team-based approach to care delivery.
From my standpoint, making sure our clinical teams understand the transitions of care, for example, between, for example, seeing a patient in the emergency department and they're being admitted to the intensive care unit or the ward. So I think that's important. And also understanding their roles. MHS Genesis is largely centered around team-based care. So it's very important that every member of our team, from the front desk clerk teching the patient to the members of the team doing the vital signs, providing the care, and then discharging the patient from the clinic. It's very important with MHS Genesis that each member of our team understand their role in that. We understand that there are risks associated with deploying a brand new electronic health record, and we've been studying that. We have very good mechanisms, in my mind, to identify these potential risks. The staff have been extremely aware of these risks and just absolutely excellent in documenting them and providing that information to us.
Defense officials expect to make a formal decision to fully deploy Genesis sometime in 2018. Once that milestone is reached, they expect installations at hospitals and clinics to move at a faster pace than they did at the initial deployment sites over the past year. Once the system is broadly deployed, officials see one of its main benefits as interoperability, particularly with the Department of Veterans Affairs. VA officials say they're in the final stages of talks with Cerner, the company on whose software Genesis is based, to sign a 10-year contract for a system of their own that closely resembles DOD's. Stacy Cummings, the program executive officer for Defense Health Management Systems, says VA will also conduct its first deployments in the Pacific Northwest and from there follow a deployment schedule that matches DOD's.
And the great thing about that is the opportunity to partner up in the deployment of training as well as follow-up training, make sure that the infrastructure is optimized for the region as we bring on new users, because we're going to look at the body of DoD users, and then we're going to add VA users to that. We are absolutely going to take advantage of the investments that DoD has already made in a single data center where both DoD and VA data will reside in a single platform. So as Secretary Shulkin said, we have great opportunities to create efficiencies for the taxpayer, but also to create efficiencies for our users. As we learn lessons learned from a DoD perspective, the VA will be able to take advantage of those. And that's across the technical sphere, as well as the workflow, the functional sphere, and then training and change management. So great opportunities for sharing there.
But DoD is also trying to use the technology rollout to make its health system more interoperable with itself. It comes at a time when the Defense Health Agency is under congressional orders to begin preparing to take over the management of military treatment facilities from the Army, Navy, and Air Force. And Bono says DHA wants to use it as an opportunity to drive out some of the unnecessary variability in how MTFs are operated and managed. That convergence around a common set of business processes is already starting to happen in the Pacific Northwest. The initial deployment sites include two Navy hospitals, an Air Force clinic, and a large Army medical center. Captain Jeff Bitterman is the commander of Naval Hospital Bremerton.
I think the rollout was deliberate. So we started at a clinic and went to a Naval Health clinic that also does ambulatory surgery and labor and delivery, then to a community hospital and then to a medical center. So we have rolled out workflows incrementally, and as we refine them, they're not being reinvented at the site. So I think we have achieved that goal to a large extent.
Part of the goal has been to make those business process changes without demanding expensive and time-consuming changes to the software itself. And so far, officials say they've imposed enough discipline to accomplish that, and they're using the EHR in essentially the same way its commercial designers intended. And the results so far are impressive, according to Captain Christine Sears, the commander of Oak Harbor Naval Hospital.
Having a seamless health record from the inpatient to the outpatient is incredible. So, and that is not something that we had in our former system. So the ability to see someone in the outpatient arena and have all that same data available in the inpatient arena and then go back to the outpatient arena is truly life-changing for us.
At Madigan Army Medical Center near Tacoma, Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio.
Be sure to read Jared's story at federalnewsradio.com.